we're back to Not Hate Radio, man. We love here. We're lovers, but we're fighters, too. No doubt about it. Did you see the story yesterday? The feel-good story of the day yesterday for me was Jerome Bettis, the bus, with Pittsburgh Steelers. They won at least one Super Bowl with them, but it was always funny to read the, you know, he'd have like 4 carries for 3 yards and 3 touchdowns. Down on the goal line, he's going back to Notre Dame to get his degree. I saw a funny line from a friend of mine, John Pope, says, don't be getting in the way when he goes to get his diploma. He'll run right through the crowd. But it made me feel good. It kind of choked me up. You know, he's going back because he promised his mom that he'd go back and finish college. Doesn't need to. He wants to. And just seeing him talk about it, it was the feel-good story of the day for me. See, these are the things I look for within sports. You know, not just the final score. What kind of guys do you have on your team? Hey, the Bucks got some cool guys doing a public address announcement on this great radio station about preserving elections. But, you know, Republicans and their voters, they defend this because it's all about winning. See, that was the theme back in Scott Walker. They had these T-shirts. Winning! The level of immaturity and ignorance from the Republican Party is blinding. Just blinding. Those things that used to disqualify you are now like your resume to get into the Republican Party. I mean, anybody wanted to argue that? I mean, up and down the line, a bunch of kooks and creeps and racists and fascists and dopes and ninnies. Joe Manchin's one of my favorites, right? Last year, the number one increase in CO2 emissions in America was from the burning of coal. Joe Manchin doesn't want a climate change bill. He likes it hot, right? So he and his wife got one. They get $1.1 million from the coal industry. And, of course, Joe's son is the owner of the coal industry there in West Virginia. I know that the coalition of coal miners in West Virginia sent a letter to him saying, please, you know, reconsider, you know, blocking this Build Back Better bill. It's not going to happen. Knew that. And that's why I get so mad. It's like, so I watch, you know, Biden come out and talk forcefully about, you know, voting rights and fairness and this and that. And I'm like, this is like old, man. I'm telling you, we've been spewing this for years, and nobody listened to us, and nobody's listening to him. Not in the Republican legislature, and not from corporate-owned, murderous, centrist Democrats. That's what you are. You're murderers, man. People die because of you. Progressive values don't kill people, right? Oh, yeah, you know, then how is somebody going to be a billionaire if you live under socialism? I think you can still be a billionaire. You just have to work for it. You don't take millions of hours of people. You know, my mom the other day, it's kind of funny. You get a check, you put it in the bank. Ah, you know, the first 300 is here today, and the next 150 will be available tomorrow. Every check that they do that to, they hold that money overnight, and that's your money that they take the interest off. You just wonder, how much money do you think they generate that way? The banks and the fees and the fines. If you're poor, hey, man, we're going to charge you. Oh, if you're rich, hey, man, we'll give you all kinds of bonuses. You know, you don't have to pay right away. You're protected if something happens to you, you know. Here, you can just pay us $100 a month, and if you overdraft, we'll cover it for you. Man, nothing like picking on poor people, right? And this nonsense about inflation. Well, of course it's inflation. It's actually called price gouging, okay, and wage gouging. Oh, you're gonna raise wages? Well, that means you just cut into some of our lazy-ass profits, man. I don't know if I'll be able to get that yacht next year if we go with this. I mean, I've actually heard people say that. We've heard people say that, well, we were planning on getting a new airplane this year, but I guess that's out. Got a call from my older brother in Colorado, and you know, he's dealing with Alzheimer's, but man, looking pretty good and sounding really good, and wants me to come visit. It's like, you know, then my son says, hey, you know, we're gonna leave South America and we're gonna go to Jamaica for a while, and hey, why don't you just come on out and visit? I'm like, man, I don't fly. I just, you know, some people are afraid of the vaccine. I'm afraid of flying. Because that last flight I had was just a dandy. Almost didn't make it, right? Everybody's scared to death on that thing. I'm sure there were other people that haven't flown since either. I just love it, man, especially the dangerous parts, you know, taking off. Oh, I hope it doesn't just stall here on the way up. Huh? Kind of like taking my Prius up an icy hill. Uh-oh, we're going backwards. So these are things that I have to, you know, I have to find a way to do this. I have to go see my brother, who I haven't seen in years. And back to when we were kids, man. That was my best friend, man. He was a year and a half older than me. A little bit smaller than me. A lot stronger and tougher than me for many years. This guy really was like, you know, you talk about intrinsic strength. Because I'm not very intrinsic. I'm like, hey, what do you want to know? He wasn't that way. But we were best friends. You know, I'd get in trouble and then he'd bail me out most of the time. He kind of got tired of it after a while. This is like, my brother was All-American in high school and college in wrestling. And I think that's what the Alzheimer's came from. We'll never know, but until afterwards, like other sports injuries. But he had several concussions. You're wrestling at that level. That's not, it's more like a fight. It's really a duel at that point. State champ versus state champ. All-American versus All-American. And that stuff hurt. It just wasn't me. I mean, I did it too, but I was just, you just have to sacrifice so much to be a champion, right? That's what it is to be a champion. It's to sacrifice things that most people wouldn't sacrifice. Dedicate themselves to it. Sports is a good thing when it's used the right way, but I don't know. Got a big game coming up tonight. Badger basketball. We've got Ohio State tonight, and they kind of kicked our ass, you know, about a month ago. I think they beat us by 18 points. It wasn't much of a game. That's what I got. That's what I got for a distraction. Badger basketball, because I told you, I'm a Badger, man. Born, bred, I'm going to be staying here, and we will be back in about, I don't know, that's the top of the hour. Long break. Here comes the news with Luke.